AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para buscar.
Nothing that you have not given away can ever really be yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Vic.
Calling it out, Vic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vic the Brick. Petros and Money. Victor Jacobs on AM 570 LA Sports. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We'll be here for the next 3 hours going toward Dodger baseball. As they continue their series against the Diamondbacks, as they continue to win games night in and night out, but alas, so do the Giants at an even more, at an even higher rate. Giants still three ahead of the loss column in the loss
column. They've won nine straight, Matt.
Nine. Tonight, Dodgers Diamondbacks. Dodgers on deck at 6. First pitch at 7. But a big reminder, we are out at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa tomorrow. If you are in the area, stop by, say hello. If you're not, maybe hit up the outlets early. Take the day off and then come over and see our 3-6 broadcast and Tim Cates doing Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck from 6-7. 50 people say they're coming to get a pair of tickets to a Dodger game.
There is no bigger desert tripper on our show. A rutted out desert tripper freak in a poncho than Vic the Brick Jacobs.
I was his emotional buttress.
Now I have, full of disclosure,
the only one of the three of us that has ingested peyote and taken that wild trip.
That is true. I have, full disclosure,
a disciple of Carlos Castaneda.
Shot.
Don Juan. But Vic, I did purchase this week. DHL showed up from Ecuador, an alpaca poncho with a hood that I think is just perfect for this event.
That's a sweet look.
In your honor, I'm going to wear it.
Honored and humbled.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Yeah, we're going to have some Wahlburgers, but not before we eat that peyote.
It's going to be a hell of a show.
It's going to be a kick-ass show that we are very much looking forward to. And we want to make sure if you won those Dodger tickets as one of those types that signed up, that you show up. And you might even be there before Matt and I. But Vic, you are not coming?
I will not be there. I do want to add.
You'll be there in spirit.
I want to give mad love to the tribal elders.
Always.
Every time.
And of course, Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Less than, we hope.
Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
We need
good
that.
Good times. The band MWA, we played Morongo twice.
That's the truth.
We
Meshuggahs with Attitude?
MWA Meshuggahs, we played right before the Bill Handel seminar on a Friday night.
Oh, that was a big one.
For the Bill Handel fans from our sister station, the Great KFI.
Some great KFI events down at Morongo.
Sensational events. And then again, there was a big a Laker watch party during the playoffs where MWA played one of the great rooms at Morongo. Had a great representation. So Morongo and myself, we have a very, very long relationship.
You go deep. You perform there.
Perform there twice.
Like
love
many
Morongo.
Other performers, like Tony Bennett, like Huey Lewis, like Engelbert Humperdinck. Many other great performers have also performed in Morongo.
Absolutely. Beautiful rooms.
Especially for your driver.
How dare you, Matt?
I'm just saying.
One time I let the driver sleep in my bed, and he got in the bed like Goldilocks while Matt and I were doing a show. It was unfortunate.
Had many memorable moments. At the peak of COVID, we did a Petros and Money show live from Morongo.
This is that event. 1 year later.
Indeed.
And you can come. We want to see you. But
desperately, we want to see you.
We both have obligations tomorrow that will keep us in the greater Los Angeles area until the early afternoon.
Considerably later than we would perhaps like. Just to build in a buffer where, hey, you know what? I'm going to leave an hour early. And if there's no traffic, I'm going to get to the big dogs. And I'm going to get me a t-shirt.
Right. Usually we get there really early with enough time to sit down and have a fat burger. Now, Wahlburgers.
I usually go to Under Armour to get my UCLA colored polos because I never usually get them.
But that was pre-Jumpman, pre-Martin Jarman, the best athletic director in America, hooking you up.
Pre-MJ, that's for sure.
MJ?
Pre-MJ?
Martin Jarman.
Good call. Well, they are friends.
Nice.
Very close. But Vic, that's not happening.
I have to be on with San Jose State till at least 1:20. I might be able to shave it.
God. Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Well, it's gonna
90
be
minutes.
That's a, that, you're giving yourself 100 minutes if you pull out of your driveway at 1:20.
90 minutes from wherever you are.
That is a 10-minute buffer
and
in
Matt,
the middle of the day.
What's your thing?
I have NFL Now. I will be hosting NFL Now until noon, but must stay on until 1 in case of breaking news. And with all of the injuries that regularly pop up in the NFL, sometimes those MRIs.
Especially on a Wednesday.
Sneak out.
You know what they call Wednesday? MRI day.
Exactly right. So I will be leaving the Culver City area at 1 p.m. or perhaps 1:05
p.m. You're going to be deeper in the West.
But I'm right off the 10. I am. If it's 90 minutes down the 10 from wherever you are, my entire commute
from wherever you
is
are.
The 10. Granted, I'm at the 10's origin, essentially.
And, you know, that is different. I'm coming through Kawhi Leonard Town. I got to go through Moreno Valley. I got to go 110 North, 91 East, 60 East, over the mountains to the 10.
I am 10 to the 10 to the 10 to the 10.
But here's my problem with the San Jose State call. They tried to book it at 3 o'clock tomorrow. And I was like, can't do it, Sally.
Yeah.
We have a live event. Sally. We can make some manipulations and cut this or that here or there, PMS, take some liberties. But that cannot be done. That's too much to ask. It's a request that I cannot fulfill. So they said, well, to accommodate you, we will move it.
Can't do it, Sally.
And I was like, okay, move it to. And they're like, and the head coach at 1 o'clock to 1:20. And I was like, I can't make them move it again. So
we're going to ride like the wind. We're going to test the advertising slogan, which we believe to be true. We've been saying it for a decade plus, 90 minutes down the 10 from wherever
you are.
And when we show up on time, and what I'm hoping is a fresh, piping hot Wahlburger
is waiting for us. And a meech.
A meech.
A Modelo Michelada.
And a Wahlburger.
And a pep rally like. Oh, my God, and we're going like full PMS cannonball run. We can give updates on Twitter.
100%.
Safely. Here it is, Day Street in Riverside.
I'm going Instagram Live. Instagram Live, let's go.
Do it!
Instead of God being my co-pilot, Instagram Live is my co-pilot.
And that's why he didn't make it. Yes, Kate?
Probably a bad time to tell you guys, but I have a school function at Village Christian tomorrow until 1. And then I was going to drive out to Morongo and get there about 2:30. So that's my plan.
Well, why are you planning on getting there at 2:30?
Because if I leave at 1,
yeah.
2:30 is 90 minutes.
So if the show starts
at 3
and no one is there,
mm-hmm.
Bert or Craig are going to host the first segment of the show.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
A 3 to 6 event.
Look at this guy, 310. No effing worry money makes it on time tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, Cates, can you do me a favor? Can you lean on Fred? Ask him to maybe take that last segment a little long so maybe we don't get on until about like 3:05.
Good luck with that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Fred will do that.
Look at this one, 626. You guys have no chance. Hey, you're an idiot, dude. You don't know.
How much of a chance do we have?
No, it is 90 minutes.
We've been saying it for 15 years.
So it has to be true.
Vic, can you cover us?
Well, traffic will be very clear tomorrow, but
I have
a sidebar.
Isn't it Yom Kippur the next day or something? We're going to be out.
The Day of Atonement.
Yeah.
Listen, Yeah. I was watching NFL Network today, which I love to get, you know, my latest NFL, you know, clarity and up-to-date information.
Sure.
And there's, you know, Mac Money dropping a Jim Morrison
West reference. Is the best.
West is the best. I loved it. Your co-host didn't seem to, you know, really understand the power of Jim Morrison and the Doors.
Well, you do, Vic. I mean, you lived his, you walked a mile in his shoes out in that desert.
You're telling me, man. But NFL Network, great job. And of course, P, you know, on Fox. Who's San Jose State playing, man?
Man.
Vic, let's just move on.
Where are they playing? Come on, give it to
the
them.
Two Edmondo Tuesday.
Give it to them.
Hawaii, Vic, at Hawaii.
I love
the
it.
The sacred Honu, yeah.
Oh, the Honu, man. The sea turtle, the green turtle, man.
Love it.
And speaking of the turtles, I have Terps and Illinois on Friday night. So.
Oh, you're busy.
And then USC, Oregon State a week from Saturday.
That's a tough schedule.
The West is the best.
I gave him a 5-1, 1-5. He didn't pick up on that one either. No one here.
Well, let's say former PMS guest, Vic, Robbie Krieger.
Sure.
As to Edmondo. And he's also one of the Doors, as you know. Matt Lizard regaled him King. With a question about...
You want to know part of it.
Greta Van Fleet.
Hey, these guys,
hey, these guys suck!
They don't do what you guys did. They don't tour like you did, man.
Actually, that's not true. I really like that band, and I don't like you disparaging them.
Well, all right, Robbie, whatever.
I got to go Lizard King.
You can do you anything! Know,
Jim Morrison was a member of a UCLA fraternity for about a semester, I believe.
That's right. Frat rock.
Jimmy
That's how
Morrison,
the Doors were started, man. SAEs are having a blowout, and we need a band to play.
5-1 is actually about a game of beer pong. It was a score.
See, when you serve, you give your score first. So it was 5-1, and then it was the other team's turn, and it was 1-5.
No one here gets out alive
right.
because we've been drinking so much of this Busch beer.
Yeah.
I will take your Jim Morrison, and I will go Toni Morrison through Edmondo.
I will take Toni Morrison's favorite book of mine, or my favorite book of hers, The Bluest Eye is to Edmondo. The Bluest Eye. The Bluest of Eyes.
Blues Magoos.
What?
Blues Magoos.
What the hell is that?
That's a band. The Blues Magoos.
Vet it, Ronnie, Gates, Blues.
Blues Magoos.
Magoos. Give us the lowdown on who the Blues Magoos are. And make sure that wasn't just an imaginary band.
It's true.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Yeah. They're an American rock group from the Bronx, the borough of New York City.
How about that?
From
Vic's childhood.
1966.
Wow.
Best known for their hit song, Nothing Yet.
Look at that. You ain't seen nothing yet. Baby, you just ain't seen nothing yet.
I thought that was the Overdrive.
Bachman Turner. Yeah, that's. I think it's a different song.
Are you sure? Yeah, Bachman Turner
BTO
Overdrive
is. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Baby, speaking of Morongo, you know the Eagles going to be coming in sweet down there.
Oh. Come on. I'll take your Blues Magoos and do the obvious. Mr. Magoo.
Oh, yeah.
Do Edmondo. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
This is Blues Magoos.
Come on.
Good writing.
Right?
Wow.
That was Blues Magoos.
And if you think the writing's great, you should see the presence of the front man live on television.
Let me see this.
I mean, hey, Cates, give it to me. Can we turn that back up or do we do something? There we go.
Is that Joni Mitchell or is that the front man?
That's a tasty lick.
Is it?
Right?
Look at them all just kind of standing there.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Tell
is that
me
Chrissy
about
Hind?
Is that Horseshack?
Wow, that is something, Vic. Blues Magoo.
Rock my world.
I'm going to go with Gunnar McGroon, the soccer buffoon, as to Edmondo. I don't know if you remember.
He's Gunnar McGroon, the soccer buffoon.
Nice.
Have you heard of a man cryptic and mysterious, but he's no joke? He takes soccer very serious. He loves the pitch, goalies, free kicks, and all that other stuff. He's Gunnar McGroon, the soccer buffoon.
What do you know about Gunnar McGroon, the soccer buffoon, Vic? You ain't know nothing about that, you dumbass.
I'm going to transition. I'm transitioning to my soccer idol growing up, and we wish him well in his recovery in Brazil, the great Pelé.
Ah.
Pelé.
Did you notice about his illness on the Mexican channel?
Upside down and backwards, and there I am alone in my hotel room, crying, because I cannot believe I am of the same race. You say Pelé, I'm going to go Payless Shoes. You want a nice pair of shoes for an affordable price?
Sure.
Payless Shoes Source is your spot.
I'm taking the L on that.
Yep.
All but one man died.
Come on now.
Down a bitter creek.
All but one man died.
All but one man died.
Hold that note, Vic. Down at
bitter,
bitter
creek.
Oh, yeah.
And they say he ran away.
Everybody join us.
Branded. Marked with the coward shame. What do you do when you're branded? And you know your own name. What it is.
Everybody. Oh, yeah.
He was innocent.
Isn't that the truth?
Not a charge.
Not a charge was true.
Not even one.
But the world would never know.
Everybody join us in this nuttiness.
Branded. Scorned is the one who ran. What do you do when you're branded and you know you're a man with big balls?
Oh, huge ones.
Wherever you go for the rest of your life,
you must prove.
Prove it, yeah.
You're a man.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Baby. Yeah, that band was crap, Vic.
Blues Magoo.
Oh, man, they were terrible.
Do you think people can place bets on whether or not we'll make it?
Ooh.
Helton had better odds of making it till November than you three have on making it to Morongo.
Yeah.
See the marks.
We can do a launch with Izzy and Ronnie will set it up.
Good call.
Izzy, Vic.
Launching pad.
Launching pad is right.
We got a lot going on, Matt.
Sure do.
We got Telesco next.
Oh, yeah.
We got
and then we got the Bips.
We have news and notes in the NFL world. Big Monday Night Football.
David Vassay.
And a big Clay Helton follow-up in our final hour.
And we got Thursday Night Football this week.
Tomorrow? No, day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow. Sweet.
Tomorrow's going to be a blur because we're going to ride like the wind.
To make it.
Look at this text is from you, Kate. It says Village Christian is missing its idiot.
I don't get it.
Tom Telesco next.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
AM 570 LA Sports Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A lot of foosball this weekend here. We're your home of UCLA, UCLA Fresno State. You're going to hear it here. Dodgers playing during the day, so on AM 570, you got the number 13 team in the nation taking on that giant green bee from Fresno State. Countdown to kickoff at 5 p.m. with Tim Cates from Lot H. Kickoff at 7:45. You want to go see the game? Why wouldn't you? Hell of a brand of football being played out there at the Rose Bowl. UCLABruins.com/tickets. And then Sunday, you'll hear it on our sister station, Alt 98.7. Chargers, Cowboys. Still some tickets available. A few left at chargers.com/tickets. Kickoff at 1:25 p.m.
The measured and excellent Tom Telesco joins us right now on the Petros and Money Show. There's only one Tortas Tuesday with Tom Telesco, and you hear it here on the Petros and Money Show. What's it like to be an NFL GM? Well, you hear it every week here. What's it like to be an NFL GM on a grab-ass radio show? That's also available here.
Right now.
How many pieces of bacon did Matt Money Smith have at the hotel pregame meal against the Washington football team? Only this man can answer that question. This is monitored like many other things, like the health of his team. Big victory. Couldn't have it any better. Joining us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline is Tom Telesco, Chargers Cowboys, on Sunday on 98.7. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon to you, Tom. First and foremost, you know, one thing that's kind of talked about, but not enough, I guess, because it's not super exciting, is the offensive line. And you go into this game, and the guy, Bulaga, a couple years in, a big veteran guy, his back is hurt. But you got the rookie out there on the other side, Rashawn Slater, and you must have felt, at least it looked like, a real testament to how you've built depth on this offensive line, even though none of those guys played together before as a unit other than this last Sunday.
Yes, that group, including Storm Norton, who went in for Bulaga and ended up playing about 40 snaps, just did an excellent job. And, you know, those, obviously their defense is excellent. Their front four is one of the best in the league, but we're going to see that. We have another one coming up this week, another great front four. But you see this week after week, so you got to be able to compete with these guys, which is why we went through the process we did this offseason. And those guys really competed well. That really the entire game, run and pass. But certainly in the fourth quarter when we really needed it, those five guys kept Justin clean. We had big wide pockets, and that was one of the big reasons why we were able to convert those third downs in the fourth quarter to keep the clock running and really end up running out the clock and running out the game with the ball in our hands. So those guys did a great job battling. And, you know, and Rashawn's going to start learning this week to week that every week there's going to be a top rusher to go against. You know, we don't have you know, anybody in our schedule like they do in college where you get a couple guys where he may face a player at the college level that is not going to play in the NFL maybe every other week or so. But here, every single week, there's going to be a really good rusher over the top of you. He's probably going to have DeMarcus Lawrence this week, so it doesn't get any easier. But those guys did a great job. Big reason why we won that game.
Tom, in terms of the passing game, so much attention and praise being showered upon Keenan Allen, and deservedly so, especially on that final drive. He had four of those catches, converted a bunch of third downs, including the one on a third and 16 or 17, whatever that was, deep in your own territory. But probably some attention should be paid to Mike Williams, and came up with some clutch catches as well. He had a career high in catches in a single game. What can you share with us about how he looked in this offense with Joe Lombardi calling those plays, and maybe how his role's a little bit different now with this particular scheme being played?
I mean, maybe his route tree is going to change a little bit, but as long as Mike has been here, every time he's had an opportunity to make a play for us, he has, and he's been consistent with that. Obviously, when you have Keenan Allen, and then we had Hunter Henry, and we have some backs we throw the ball to, you know, there's not a ton of footballs to go around. There's only one ball. But Mike has consistently made plays for us. He did it again this past Sunday. He's a tough matchup for people because of his size, his strength, his speed, and he's a good route runner as well. And yeah, his route tree is going to expand a little bit this year. What I loved about that group, you know, we dressed five receivers, and they were all participating in the passing game. They all touched the ball. They all had catches. They all had, even K.J. Hill had a couple big catches for us. Obviously, Jared Cook got some throws. He made some plays for us. So Justin did a really good job spreading the ball around to all of our receivers and tight ends. And that's a big part of being a balanced offense. That being balanced doesn't always mean run pass. It means just spreading the ball around your playmakers. And Mike just made some really big-time plays for us throughout the game. And we're going to need him this whole year to do the same thing. Keenan had an incredible game. Like you said before, he all starts with the offensive line. They kept the quarterback clean, and he was able to, you know, pick some people apart with those receivers.
And you can't use all the receivers unless the quarterback is really organized and on top of his stuff and working his progression. There's always, I don't know, maybe a little bit of doubt. You see a guy for 1 year as a rookie and obviously a great quarterback, but you change systems. How gratifying was it to see Justin Herbert play the way he played, especially without playing any live reps in any of the preseason games? And not only that, but really take the game on his shoulders down the stretch to make the throws he had to make to run the clock out. Very impressive.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair assessment. You know, he's going into just year two, you know, game one of year two with the new staff. But he did a great job managing the offense, making plays with his feet and his arm. How he handled that fourth quarter was just really nice. And Joe Lombardi did a great job calling the game. But you're right. I mean, this was the first time with real live bullets against another team with their starters that wasn't in a practice setting like we did here with San Francisco. So you don't really know with everybody until you get on the field and go. And he showed us a lot of what he showed last year. He's got great resolve, obviously great physical talent. He sees things quickly. He's got great vision. And like all the great ones, if he makes a mistake, he learns from it and doesn't make it again. And he was a big part of that fourth quarter, just how he handled the offense. Money just mentioned that big 3rd and 16 conversion. When we were behind the sticks right there, it was just a great throw, great read. It was a nice game by him. And again, like I said before, it doesn't get any easier this week because Dallas played really well last week against Tampa, so we'll get a challenge this week as well.
Tom, don't know if you submit something officially or if you ask the question and you see if it's answered, but we got a new system in the NFL this year, similar to college, where you got eyes on the game that aren't on the field, and they radio down to the officials and just kind of say, hey, move on from that play. We've taken a look at it. There's no need to challenge it. Had a couple of those. One in particular that I thought was interesting was the so-called fumble that they determined was a fumble by Herbert, even though the ball traveled some 15 yards in the air. Did you kind of know that that's the way that was going to work going into the season? Because it certainly took me by surprise that was sort of, hey, don't even challenge it, we're already done with it sort of approach.
Yeah, you and me both, and I'm still learning this new system. I'm still trying to get educated on it because there are some things that were definitely different, like you just mentioned. Just how they're going to officiate it, what's going to replay, what's not. It's new. It's new for everybody. Now, that fumble was we could not challenge it because it's a turnover, so it's a reviewable play. And I guess they looked at it. And actually, the angles I saw, I didn't see anything conclusive to change it. Now, the physics of it would lead you to believe it would be hard for a ball to go that far, that hard, that wasn't, thrown forward first. But you really can't rely on that to do it that way. But I think we all have to. I was just reading through the rule again Monday morning that Ed McGuire printed out for me, and we're reading through it just trying to make sure we have a handle on it because it is a brand new system that we have to get used to. But we do use the league office a lot with the officiating department for education and trying to learn the new rules and make sure we're up on it. But this is something we're going to have to get a little better feel for as we move forward the rest of the year.
Tom Telesco is our guest. You've done this a long time. And you guys went out and had a full team victory. That's really what it felt like with the new staff. Everybody's feeling great. I'm sure the plane ride home was great. How measured do you have to be going into this week with a football team? The highs are high and the lows are lows at this level.
Yeah, that's the great thing about here is we don't get too high or too low. And you can't because, every time you come back in on Monday, you're getting ready for the next game. So it really is. It's like 17 seasons all in one. You're starting over, getting ready for the next opponent, and just watching Dallas and how they played against Tampa last week, that gets your attention real quick. So it's pretty easy to kind of dial back into what we have to do game plan-wise for this week. But certainly, we didn't play the cleanest game in the world this past week against Washington, but it's much easier and it's more fun to get those corrected after a win than a loss. But now we're right back at it, obviously yesterday, getting ready for Dallas this week and trying to improve on some things that we didn't do as well against Washington and trying to get ready to go here.
Well, we will see it on Sunday at SoFi. Perhaps you'll be there for the first ever game played by the Chargers with fans in the stadium. They are hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Going to be awfully exciting, even the Cowboys 0-1, a hell of an effort against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the defending Super Bowl champs on that Thursday nighter, so they have some extra rest. Going to be a great game. You can get tickets, some single game tickets still available at chargers.com/tickets. Always appreciate our weekly conversation with Tom Telesco, general manager of the Chargers. Congratulations on the win, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, Telesco. A lot of negativity, Matt, about our attempt tomorrow.
I know, I'm seeing it. They're hitting us on the Twitter as well.
I don't like that, Nick. I think that's BS.
I don't like it, Mike.
A lot of negativity towards us and what we're trying to pull off.
Which I don't appreciate.
No, we need positive.
Right, positive energy put into the universe. What do the kids call it now? I'm going to manifest this.
Yeah, good vibes.
I'm going to manifest my less than 2 hour, less than 90 minutes.
From wherever you are.
And I will be in Culver City with 2 hours to go.
Total BS that people would treat us that way.
I agree. I've got faith. You know, I think about that 10, right when you kind of creep up on Hoover there. And how it's just wide open, straight through downtown.
You're going to blow right through the Ontario airport.
It's going to be great.
Oh, look, over there, that's where you go for rental car return. Good thing I'm driving a Morongo. We'll be back with the BIP report. And then we'll finish the hour. It's PMS on AM 570 LA Sports. Your home of Chargers talk and the Dodgers. David Vasse next hour. Dodgers D-backs tonight.
Looks like the wild card for us.
I know.
With scissors, I feel it now. I feel it now.
The Petros and Money Show.
PMS.
Podcasted at am570lasports.com.
She loved the dirty rock, yeah, yeah. She won't forget it nonstop. I say, she loved the dirty rock, me ready, yeah, yeah. I would mind to give it a pleasure.
Let's throw some money. AM 570 LA Sports Live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. Big thank you to Tom Telesco. Come see us tomorrow. We'll be out at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. 90 minutes down the 10 from wherever you are.
It better be.
And we're going to test that theory.
Negative a-holes.
And you watch. We'll both be there. Wahlburger in hand. We should examine the menu tonight.
Wahlburger and a Meech.
Who do we got to call to make sure the Wahlburger is waiting for us?
Weiss.
Is it Weiss?
And Ronnie's going to fill time for us, and so's Fred.
Right? And Craig and Bert. But they're not going to have to, because we're going to be there.
Oh, it's going
to
be fun.
Freaking 2:30. You might be there at 1:45.
I might.
You drive like Don Martin. 1:20, huh?
We got Thursday Night Football this week. Well, we'll see what I can adjust. Giants, Washington foosball team. The Chargers just beat them. We had Tommy T on in the last segment.
Awesome.
Matt's got NFL news and notes in the next hour. We'll have some Clay Helton follow-up in the 5 o'clock hour. But now it's time, Matt. And I don't know how far I'm expected to take this, but it is time for the BIP. I don't know.
It's like nobody wins, right?
Yeah, well, you know, like you have the option to get engaged.
But it's not like we're sending people home. There's multiple people.
Well, you do get sent home if nobody gives you a rose. So,
but at the end of it, there's like still 6 or 8 people left or something like
there
that.
There could be, yeah. If you want to stay together.
Let's stay together.
Through good and bad.
Happy or sad.
Now, I'm sorry we have to keep up with the BIP. The guest host was a guy named Titus Burgess.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. A new guy?
I guess like a Broadway guy. I don't know.
Well.
He was the guest host. And we're going to play clips of crying and angry people. I see it as a stress release, dropout from the Clay Helton firing, and many of the other things that are going on in the world. We have this BIP, and we lean on it. For some people, it's F-Boy Island. And speaking of Fs, we just dropped a before-the-show podcast during the last break, because we have these long-ass breaks.
I almost did just now, by the way.
And you could podcast that. Don't say it!
Blurring the lines is dangerous. When you said F-boy, I was going to say, it's not F-boy, it's... Get all frat boy.
No, we do the Bachelor in Paradise and the Bachelor and Bachelorette series. We are not an F-boy island show.
Yet.
So let's get to some entitled reality show, Thirsty Beach Drama in Mexico! The villain of last night's show, Matt, was a guy that calls himself the Smoke Bro, Chris. I guess he pulled the same thing that Brennan and Piper tried to pull last week, which is you had a previous relationship. That person's going to show up after you. So you lie to somebody, stay in paradise, and your hot chick shows up.
Your girlfriend home shows up.
Yeah, who's also a former Bachelor contestant. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Right.
So this hot chick, Alana, shows up, and Chris...
Is Chris the bracelet guy or the necklace guy?
Smoke bro.
So he was like the necklace guy. Yeah, and the other dude was all butthurt. Like, what are you doing, bro?
And Jacinia, he that's who he's been hugged up with, who is a very popular girl. And this girl, Alana, shows up, and he literally just switches, like, right away. And here's that situation playing out.
I obviously came here with Jacinia.
That's Chris. Smoke bro.
Little curveball came in.
I don't know what it was. It's like once she walked through the door, there was this like
BS
mental block that hit my head. And I was like, I'm in trouble.
I love every little thing you do.
And talking to Justinian.
It's not like I don't like you or anything like that. You're an amazing girl.
There was that like little piece in me that was looking for something a little bit more from Justinia. And I could potentially find it with Alana. Here we are. Welcome to paradise.
All right, creep. So,
am I going to like someone? Is someone going to like me? Like, I hope so.
She's ignited at the end of this for next week because, well, it's very interesting what happens. But a little diversion.
Okay.
The hottest commodity is the 40-year-old guy with his puto out who's all swole. Kenny.
Right.
Mari liked him. A different girl.
Demi.
And then Demi, yeah. And Demi had sex with him in the Boom Boom Room.
Oh, I thought you were going to say F-Boy Island.
Oh, no, not on F-Boy Island. In a very uncomfortable place. No, just
back of a Volkswagen.
In the Boom Boom Room. And Kenny dumps Demi for Mari, and Demi, well, she doesn't take it well.
Oh, boy.
I just don't get why you would want to have something with someone who didn't even, like, know if they wanted you, and then, like, I wanted you. You literally, like, had sex with me, and then it's like, oh, well, I still want this girl who didn't even want anything. Like, she wanted to be open, but me, I'm like, no, I wouldn't go on other dates, and, like, ugh. It's just so weird to me. Like, I don't get it. Like, I'm such a fun person. I'm such a fun time. Like, I deserve way better than this.
I agree. I mean, it's easy.
I feel so stupid. Kenny is the most immature 40-year-old I've ever met in my life. It's just insane to me. Like, this man literally took me into the Boom Boom Room. 2 days later, he said, psych, I want to go back to Mari. You and Mari can both suck my
Hey.
Very mature.
Burn this beach down.
Hard to burn a beach. Sand is usually what people throw on a fire.
That's one of the greatest lines ever.
I'm going to burn the beach.
I'm going to burn this beach down.
But the sand.
Yeah, but it's, the beach isn't really built. There's
I'm going to burn this beach down.
I love it. I'm going to burn this beach down.
You and Mari can both suck my I'm going to burn this beach down.
So basically, after that, you know, there's general sentiment. Everybody figures out that that Chris guy just played this Justinia girl till this more buxom Alana showed up. And the sentiment amongst people like grocery store Joe and the super swole black dude, they're like, we're going to kick these people out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kick them out of paradise. And they do. They just berate this guy, Chris, out of paradise.
Smoke boy?
Smoke bro.
Smoke bro.
Yeah, and Alana. And the Alana
one that just
chick,
joined. She like just showed up like,
yeah,
hey, I'm
and
here.
And she dumps him.
Boom.
He like tries to get in the car with her on the way out. And she's like, this isn't your car. And he's like, no. But this guy goes out like a real bitch.
I just listened to you say, Yesenia is, she's a great girl. And I think if you truly believe that, you wouldn't have done what you did. I believe that you're a man with no honor, no respect, no code.
Really? Trying to find like that spark.
I know the spark you were looking for, bro. And it was the clout. You went on a bachelor, I didn't work out. You out first week. So you're like, oh, let me go to paradise. I need the clout. You were itching for the clout. It didn't work. It's all right. But it's up the way you did it.
You literally told me word for word that you were not going to choose Alana over me, and that's exactly what you did.
Jeez.
Did you say that?
I'm not 110% sure I said that.
Does anyone want to know what I think? No.
You're fine.
With Alana.
Thank you, though.
Let's what happened?
I'm not even going to entertain.
What happened?
You wanted the screen time. You were me from day one.
It was not
you. You lied to my face. You wanted to follow your heart and go on that date. Follow your heart and get the out of paradise.
You wanted to ride for it. Let's see y'all ride together. Right the hell out of here.
Pack your bags and leave.
I mean, really aggressively.
Indeed.
I mean, they were really cruel to him.
Does anybody care what I think? No.
No. But, like, the weird thing is, like, the Natasha girl, am I going to like someone? That's exactly what...
Am I going to like someone? Is someone going to like me?
That's exactly,
like, I hope so.
What Piper and Brennan... So at the end of that episode, she's like, well, what about me? That's what they did to me. So then they're going to turn and kick those people out next time. So we have that to look forward to.
Like you said, How long am I going to string this out?
Are you going to take me to the Boom Boom Room? And then the next day decide you don't want me? Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
It is paradise.
I mean, that's not just, it goes in the world.
Kind of thinking maybe, you know, one of them, their revolving doors, you know, just kind of in and out.
I think the Mad Dog calls her Sade, and she says,
Sade!
And she says it best. Love is stronger than pride.
Does anybody care what I think?
No! We did it before the show podcast today.
Maybe Bracelet Boy can get back. He's gone? Oh, no.
90 minutes from wherever you are, unless you're west of the 5, then you're effed.
Bears monitoring. As long as we got that Wahlburger waiting for us when we pull up, no matter what time it is. Fred will stretch for us. He always does.
It's a great teammate.
He always does. We got word, number, song of the day, NFL conversation, David Vassay in the next hour. And we're at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa tomorrow from 3 to 7. We'll go 3 to 6. Tim Cates, Dodgers on deck, 6 to 7. And download the Before the Show podcast. We curse a lot.
Oh, Matt says the F-bomb right off the top.
All the time.
So downloadable.
It really is. Oh,